And let's get some analysis of the speaker's conversation with Renee there from NPR News analyst Juan Williams. Juan's been listening in. Good morning, Juan.
Good morning, Steve.
I'm just trying to sort out what Pelosi just said there. She said she wants both candidates to go ahead and fight to the convention, which means months more of competition, but then she suggests that it might be harmful to the Democratic Party and their chances in November if they keep fighting.
Right. There's a terrific contradiction in what she said, although it was quite interesting to hear her say that that letter she received from some of the Clinton donors suggesting that she shouldn't be saying that the superdelegates are tied exactly to the vote is, as she put it, unimportant, because by saying that, really, she is taking a position that strongly favors the man who now is in the lead, Senator Barack Obama, and she wants to maintain a position as not endorsing either candidate, but in political circles, when you hear that kind of comment from the speaker, it sounds as if she's taking sides, Steve.
Well, now, how widely shared is this concern that the superdelegate's choice could be seen as overturning the will of Democratic voters and actually damage the party if it goes that way?
Well, there is a terrific concern, specifically because Senator Barack Obama would be the first African-American. There's concern that the tremendous turnout for him coming from the black community would really be offended, the idea that somehow their participation would be for naught. And similarly, the terrific energy he has from young people, all of whom have put their idealism and energy and money into Barack Obama. So the idea that the turnout, the money that has been contributed to both Senators Clinton and Obama is evidence of an advantage for the Democrats going into the fall, that might be depressed is a real concern among party leaders.
I wonder, I'm still trying to sort out what you described as a terrific contradiction there in Pelosi's remarks, saying it hurts the Democratic Party, or suggesting that, as she said, the sooner the better. She put it in positive terms, the sooner that they have a candidate, the better. And yet at the same time saying that she thinks that both candidates should be aiming to go right down to the convention. That's the contradiction we're talking about there. Could it be she's essentially saying this race is what it is? Might be nice if it were over, but it's not, and it's going to be harmful to force it.
No, I think everybody, you know, the leadership in terms of everybody is what I'm saying here, of the Democratic Party wants to force it before the August 25th convention. There's talk about a mini convention of superdelegates. Howard Dean says let's settle it right after the 10 remaining contests in June by July 1st. So they want to force it, Steve, and the question is it fair to either candidate?
She doesn't seem to want to force it, though.
Well, I think she wants a decision now. I think that's what you're hearing from her in no uncertain terms there.
Okay. That's NPR News analyst Juan Williams. Juan, thanks very much.